Luke 23, verse 6. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked if Jesus were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, then Pilate sent Jesus to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. And Kaufman's comment on this is, Pilate's maneuver here in sending the Lord to Herod was a skillful political ploy, resulting in a reconciliation between these contemporary Roman rulers. Pilate had come up from his residence at Caesarea to keep in order during the Passover, and Herod had come from his residence in Tiberias to keep favor with the Jews by showing his respect to their festival. Hearing that Jesus was a citizen of Herod's province, Pilate saw an opportunity to do two things. First, by sending Jesus to Herod, he would either shift or divide the grave responsibility in which he was placed. Second, he would show a courtesy to Herod, which might help remove Herod's hostility toward him. Okay, and we're getting closer to looking at this again about this enmity that was between these two. But anyway, there were two reasons why Pilate deferred Jesus and sent him to Herod. First, Pilate had already found that Jesus had done nothing wrong. And he did not want to put a wrongful man to death. Even this wicked, evil man of Pilate, he did not want to condemn an innocent man and of a capital punishment. Now, he didn't have any trouble about scourging an innocent man, but he did not want to put him to death. So that was number one. He could just send him off to Herod, and if Herod, he was supposedly the king of the Jews, even though he was appointed by Rome, then if he didn't find any guilt in him, then he thought, well, then they'll let him go and that'll be it. I've ruled he's innocent, and so did Herod. And so that'll be the end of it. And then if Herod wanted to convict him, well, then let Herod do it. And so that was number one. That would shift or divide the grave responsibility of this judgment onto Herod. And then there obviously, it's not obvious. It is stated, it's a fact, that Herod and Pilate were enemies of each other. They did not get along. And so by having a man that is of the jurisdiction of Herod and sending him to Herod, then that will make Herod more friendly to Pilate by saying, hey, you at least respect my jurisdiction and my authority. And that did improve their relations. In fact, they become friends after this. Okay, so these were the two reasons why Pilate sent Jesus to Herod. Okay, verse 8. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had desired for a long time to see Jesus, because he had heard many things about him and hoped to see some miracle done by him. Kaufman said, Herod indeed wanted to see Jesus, but it was from curiosity, not from intent to murder. The frivolous Herod, looking upon Jesus as a performer or a magician, was eager for Jesus to satisfy his curiosity. And that's all that he saw Jesus as we would see a magician or a street performer and doing these magic tricks. Now, there is somebody in the Bible that comes a little after this that Herod would have loved to have seen and would have satisfied his this wanting to see a good magic, see several good magic tricks. And that, of course, was Simon the Sorcerer from Acts chapter 8. And he would have satisfied this want that Herod had. Now, since Jesus was actually performing miracles and not being deceitful in a trick to make people think that something was happening that was not happening, that things would disappear that were not, and it just being a trick, since Jesus was actually performing real miracles and was not doing a trick or a deception, Jesus showed him nothing. Okay, verse 9. Then Herod questioned Jesus with many words, but Jesus answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. Kaufman's comment is, the false charges of the Jewish leaders were so obviously impossible of being true that the Lord did not need to say anything. And in addition to that, the known character of Herod was such that it would have been an unnecessary waste on the part of Jesus to have honored any of his questions with a reply. Okay, now, about these chief priests and scribes standing and vehemently accusing and verbally attacking Jesus, this is a really tough thing to endure as an individual when you are on a stage and the multitude and crowd is really attacking you. When Timothy was going through the Brown Trail School of Preaching, Dave Miller, who was the director of the School of Preaching at that time, showed them a video, and this was of a video of a congregation in Collinsville, Oklahoma. They'd had an issue that had come up, and it was a very public issue. And Donahue invited them to come to his show on the Donahue show that was famous in the 80s. And so they got this. Their preacher did not feel like he was adequate, nor none of the elders feel like that they were adequate to go on this nationwide stage. And so they got this somewhat famous or well-known preacher named Garland Elkins, and he represented this congregation in this setting of the Donahue show. And Dave Miller showed this video to Timothy and these other students at the School of Preaching, and the crowd was vehemently attacking these members of this Collinsville congregation and Garland Elkins. And Timothy told us that Dave Miller would stop the tape and he would say, "See, men, this is a very small representation of what Jesus went through. That here, these people here in Garland Elkins, this is a very small amount of this verbal attacking and pressure and all that Jesus went through in real life, even though this was a lesser stage." But that gave a demonstration. I guess it was the best that Dave Miller ever found to show to a small degree what Jesus went through, this verbal attacking, and what it's like to have a whole crowd and a multitude wanting to kill you. Okay, verse 11. Then Herod with his men of war treated him with contempt and mocked him, arrayed Jesus in a gorgeous robe, and sent him back to Pilate. Okay, Kaufman's comment is, Herod's conduct in this episode suggests what many have done regarding Jesus throughout the centuries. They have ignored him. Herod, in the false security afforded by his extravagant residence, afforded him by his bodyguard of soldiers, afforded him by his wealth and human eminence, saw nothing in the lowly Jesus that he should either honor or respect. But ironically, that evil man's place in history is due altogether to the fact that Jesus the Messiah stood before him for a brief time during that eventful week. Herod took vengeance upon the silence of Christ by treating him with abusive contempt. But finding nothing in Jesus worthy of condemnation, Herod returned Jesus to Pilate. Okay, and verse 12. That very day, Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for previously they had been at enmity with each other. So they were enemies of each other previously. But today they became friends. Kaufman's comment on this is, Pilate gained only half his desire. Herod was now his friend, but the case of Jesus was still on his hands. He was hoping that both issues would be resolved. He wanted to be in good grace and good favor again with Herod. And then number two, he wanted Jesus not to have to come back to him. So either exonerate him and that's it, or condemn him to death and Pilate wouldn't have to do anything. That's what he wanted. But that didn't happen. Jesus came right back to him. So that was the second part that was not resolved, that now Pilate is going to have to deal with it, and that he does not want. The cause of the enmity is not known, but it is commonly believed to have been Pilate's slaying of the Galileans that's mentioned in Luke 13, verse 1. It was Pilate's civility and deference to Herod which healed this separation. It has often been noted that old enemies often become friends when there is a common opportunity to wound God by persecuting his followers. I thought this was a profound statement. I'll read it again. Kaufman says, it has often been noted that old enemies often become friends when there is a common opportunity to wound God by persecuting his followers. So, enemies of God become friends when they find God as their common enemy. And which that's a sad statement, but a true statement. Okay, and Kaufman finishes up his comment here by, in this whole episode, Herod appears as the most contemptible. In all this horrible picture, no figure appears so reprehensible as Herod. Luke has been slandered throughout the centuries by various commentators. They have found that Luke attempted to remove responsibility for the death of Jesus from the Roman authorities. Not only is there no such attempt in this paragraph, nor in the whole New Testament, to do such a thing, but on the other hand, the accountability, despicable cowardice, unfeeling justice, and utter incompetence of Pilate are overwhelmingly evident throughout the chapter. Okay. Now, I'll read this Luke 13, verse 1, because through history, and then Kaufman was confident that this was the reason for the enmity between Herod and Pilate. In Luke 13, 1, there were present at that season some who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And what Kaufman and I guess the other commentators and people that have thought this throughout the centuries, what they surmised happened, Galileans came down to Jerusalem for one of the feasts, very likely maybe the Passover. And Pilate had these Galileans killed. Had Roman soldiers go in there and massacre. This was a massacre, not any kind of a capital punishment. This was an assassination, a massacre. And then these Roman soldiers took, or Pilate had them take these dead Galileans and into the temple, and their blood got mingled with the sacrifice blood. And so this was an abomination to the Jews and before God. And what the line of thinking is that Pilate had these Galileans massacred and had not consulted Herod before having a massacre, didn't ask his opinion. And this made Herod mad. that, well, you overruled my authority and you just ran roughshod over me and did not even ask me anything here. And so this is the line of thinking that made Herod mad, and it got healed on this day here, because now Pilate deferred and sent Jesus to Herod. And so Herod said, okay, now again you respect me, or maybe for the first time you respect my authority. And so they became friends after this. Now, if that is not the reason, then it is not given anywhere else or even hinted anywhere in the Bible. So we would simply do not know if this is not the reason. But another strong evidence that this is the reason is Luke is the only one that gives both of these accounts. First, that Pilate had some Galileans massacred, and then their blood mingled with sacrifice blood. And so Luke is the only one that told that, as well as is the only one that tells us that Herod and Pilate were enemies of each other over some incident that happened in the past. And so this would be true to form that Luke told us both the cause of the problem and now the resolution of the problem. It makes perfect sense that this is the backstory to Herod and Pilate being enemies. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we'll start with verse 13 next week.